Well, I hope you're well greeted. Good. Would you like some more group processing?
Yeah.
You would. Well, remember, you spoke. Remember, you spoke. Pretty good. Well, that's a ferocious beast to confront, isn't it? Oh, terrific. Terrific. Well, now, processing. Processing is normally dedicated to you. But you shouldn't really look at it this way. Processing is for the other fellow. The professional point of view, which most auditors take, is just that one. And they get processed to find out what subjective reality there is so that they will know how it works on a preclear. Well, that's all right. But when you're working from that as a stable datum, why, processing is slow, to say the least. However, if you processed yourself, I'm not quite sure how you would do it. Think that over for a moment. Let's see, just exactly how would I process myself? Couldn't do it that way. There isn't a problem in the world that is yours. You don't have any problems at all. Every problem there is the other fellow's problem. That is a fact. That is a fact. If you were processing your problems, they would, of course, as is at once. Only those processes which address the other fellow's problems or the other fellow are tremendously effective. So auditors come by this very correctly. They are actually working from the basis that they don't have any problems, but the other fellow does. This actually makes an auditor a pretty superior breed of preclear. But the truth of the matter is, he is still under the delusion that he himself must have some problems. And that's not right. He doesn't have any, he never will have any. That is the sadness of being Satan. To always have to borrow one's problems. It's really sad. But you can watch this while you're being audited. You'll see problems fly away, and you all of a sudden say, oh, yes, that was the old man's problem. Oh, yes, that was somebody else's problem. I don't say that this is what happens. I merely say this is what some hundreds of people have observed. So you don't have to take my word for it. But we're going to work with this right now. All right? Now, I'm going to run objective problems on you, with your permission. You will cooperate. All right. Is there anybody back there in the middle that thinks I can't see them? That isn't going to cooperate? Are you going to cooperate? All right. That's better. Listen. Can you conceive of looking at an object and getting the idea of making a problem with it? I'll give you an example of this. Look at the front wall. This is just an example. Look at the front wall. Oh, come on, look at it. And invent a problem with it, which means included. Got that? Do you see how you do that now? You invent a problem with it. Now, I'm sure the command could probably be worded more adequately, but I'm not going to spit around on English. We're doing Scientology. All right. Now, let's go, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Look at the front wall. All right. Make a problem with it. Good. All right. Now, look at the right-hand wall. Good. Make a problem with it. All right, look at the left-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, look at the back wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, fine, look at the floor. Good, invent a problem with it. They all invented the same problem. I said, invent one. Invent a problem. Oh, you got another one that time. All right, now look at the ceiling. Good, invent a problem with it. Now listen, I said, invent a problem with it. All right. All right. Okay, now you got how this is done? Huh? All right, let's go around and do that again, shall we?
Okay.
All right, look at the front wall. Go ahead and invent a problem with it. Good, look at the right-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, look at the left-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good. Look at the back wall. Good. Invent a problem with it. Good. Look at the floor. Good. Invent a problem with it. Good. Look at the ceiling. Good. Invent a problem with it. All right, how you doing, huh?
Fine.
You like that one?
Yes.
You like that one real good?
Yeah.
All right, look at the front wall.
Okay.
Good, invent a problem with it. All right, look at the right-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. All right, look at the left-hand wall. Invent a problem with it. Good, look at the back wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, look at the floor. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, look at the ceiling. Good, invent a problem with it. All right, now how you doing? Huh? Is this getting easier? Interesting way to run problems, isn't it? I'm full of tricks. Anyhow, now, any of you finding that you can't keep up with this? Any hands? All right, good. You're all doing fine. You're all doing fine. Yeah, you're doing fine. All right, look at the front wall. Invent a problem with it. Good, look at the right-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, look at the left-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, look at the back wall. Invent a problem with it. All right, that's fine. Look at the floor. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, look at the ceiling. Good, invent a problem with it. Ah, that's really going much better, isn't it? Huh? Does anybody notice any chomp in this process? You know, this process got any teeth for you? It's doing very easy, huh? Well, if it's running too easily, why then invent a problem that could really happen. All right. Look at the front wall. All right, invent a problem with it. All right, look at the right-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, good. Look at the left-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, good. Look at the back wall. Invent a problem with it. Good. Look at the floor. All right. Invent a problem with it. Good. 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 Look at the ceiling. Good. Invent a problem with it. Good. Good. All right. All right. How's that? You inventing problems? Has anything like that ever been a problem to you? Has anything like that ever invented a problem for you? No, matter never has invented a problem for you, huh? All right. All right. All right, look at the front wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, look at the right-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good, look at the left-hand wall. Good, invent a problem with it. All right, look at the back wall. Good, invent a problem with it. Good. Good. Look at the floor. Good. Invent a problem with it. Good. Look at the ceiling. Good. Invent a problem with it. Now, how is that? Everybody got that one? Got that one pretty good. All right. Now, there's something about this. Have you ever just invented problems of comparable magnitude? Have you ever done anything like that? Does this compare with that in any way?
No.
Doesn't, huh? Different, huh? Well, now we're going to run much the same process, except I'm going to ask you to do something else with walls. I'm going to ask you to make a confusion with them. Is that a little better? All right. Look at the front wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the right-hand wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the left-hand wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the back wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the floor. You won't like this one. Make a confusion with it. I'll make a good one. All right, look at the ceiling. Good. You won't like this one. Make a confusion with it. All right, how'd that work, huh? Good. Now, which one works best? Second one. First one. All right, look at the front wall. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the right-hand wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the left-hand wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the back wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the floor. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the ceiling. Good. Make a confusion with it. How's that? Is anybody going wog wog? Well, I want to ask you confidentially, are you making a real good emphatic confusion?
Yeah.
Now, the confusions I want you to make this time are superlative. I want superlative confusions. You got the idea? Superlative. All right, look at the front wall. Good, make a confusion with it. Is that superlative? All right, look at the right-hand wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the left-hand wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the back wall. Make a confusion with it. Good. 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 Now, was that a real good one? All right, look at the floor. Good, make a confusion with it. Did that real good, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? All right, look at the ceiling. Good, make a confusion with it. All right, how's that now, huh? You getting better at this? You getting braver? Huh? All right, now let's step this up just a little bit, shall we? And let's add another interim command. Between the walls, I will ask you to make a confusion with your body. All right. You got that now. All right. Look at the front wall. Good, make a confusion with it. Good, sense your body. Make a confusion with it. All right, look at the right-hand wall. Good, make a confusion with it. All right, sense your body. Make a confusion with it. All right, look at the left-hand wall. Good, make a confusion with it. Good, sense your body. Make a confusion with it. All right. You winning? All right. Look at the back of the room. Make a confusion with it. Good. Sense your body? Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Good. That's an awful controlled confusion. All right, look at the floor. Make a confusion with it. Good. Sense your body? Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the ceiling. Good. Make a confusion with it. All right. Sense your body. Make a confusion with it. Did you do a good job that time? I like this process. It's shaking, isn't it? All right, how you doing, huh? Anybody feels dreadful? Oh, I'm disappointed. All right, look at the front wall. Good, make a confusion with it. Good, sense your body. Make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the right-hand wall. Good. Make a confusion with it. Good. Sense your body. Good. Make a confusion with it. You make a confusion with it? Yeah. Feel good? All right, look at the left-hand wall. Good, make a confusion with it. Good, sense your body. And make a confusion with it. All right, look at the back of the room. And make a confusion with it. Good, sense your body. And make a confusion with it. Good, look at the floor. Make a confusion with it. Good, sense your body. Make a confusion with it. Good, look at the ceiling. Make a confusion with it. Good, sense your body. Make a confusion with it. How you doing, huh? Anybody feel groggy? Yeah, you doing all right? You getting away with this? Huh? Well, now those confusions you're making with the body, I am asking you to make with the body. I'm asking you to make the confusion with the body. Not to let the body be confused, but you to make one. You understand? Got that now? All right, look at the front wall. Make a confusion with it. Good, sense your body. Make a confusion with it. Good. Good. Look at the right-hand wall. make a confusion with it? Good. Sense your body. Make a confusion with it. Good. Good. You're doing fine. Look at the left-hand wall. Make a confusion with it. Good. Sense your body. And make a confusion with it. All right, look at the back of the room. Good, make a confusion with it. Good, sense your body. Make a confusion with it. All right, all right. Look at the floor. Make a confusion with it. Good. Good. Sense your body. Make a confusion with it. Good. Good. Look at the ceiling. Make a confusion with it. Okay. How you doing, huh?
All right.
Doing pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, 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 well. You know, I do think you're doing all right. I do think you're doing all right. You finding out you can make more confusion with the body?
Yeah.
That with a little greater freedom? A little less fear of consequence?
Yeah.
Hmm? All right, well, let's go around once more, shall we? All right, look at the front wall. Good, make a confusion with it. Good, sense the body. Make a confusion with it. Good, look at the right-hand wall. And make a confusion with it. Good. Sense the body. Make a confusion with it. Good. Good. Look at the left-hand wall. Make a confusion with it. Good. Sense the body. Make a confusion with it. Got it?
Yeah.
All right, look at the back of the room. Make a confusion with it. Good, sense the body. And make a confusion with it. Good. Look at the floor. Make a confusion with it. All right. Sense the body. Make a confusion with it. Good. Good. Look at the ceiling. Make a confusion with it. Good, sense the body. And make a confusion with it. Okay, how you doing now, huh? Good, good, good. Did you come through all that safely? You did, huh? How do you feel, huh? Feel more relaxed? Yeah, a little more relaxed. Well, there's one thing that I hope. There's one thing that I hope. That this next one doesn't slow you down to a stop. We going round and round again, but this time we're not going to take up confusions. We're going to take up stills. The command's going to be, look at the front wall, make it stop. How's that, huh? Of course, all you'll be doing is just running out all the confusions I just ran in. You realize that. All right, y'all set? All right, look at the front wall. Make it stop. All right, look at the right-hand wall. Make it stop. Good, look at the left-hand wall. Make it stop. Good. Look at the back wall. Make it stop. Good. Look at the floor. Make it stop. Good. Look at the ceiling. Make it stop. Good. Good, good. You did all right that time, huh? Good, well, you're doing fine, you're doing fine. Now, can you, just incidentally, this is not going to be a series of commands, we're not going to cease to do this stop one, but I just want to ask you to do something here in interim, if that's all right with you, is it? Can you look around the room and find something that is still? You find something that's still? They're pretty easy to do. Can you find something else that's still? Find something else that's still? Good. Find something else that's still? All right. That's all. All right. That's good. Now let's keep on with this other one, huh? All right. Now look at the front of the room. Make it stop. Until I hear it go clank, I'm not going to be satisfied in this process. It kind of went clank. All right. Look at the right-hand wall. Make it stop. Good. Look at the left-hand wall. Make it stop. Good. Look at the back wall. Good. Make it stop. Good. Look at the floor. Good. Make it stop. Good. Look at the ceiling. Good. Make it stop. All right, you got away with that, didn't you? That wasn't difficult to do, was it? Well, it's all right then if we run in an interim command into that. Isn't it all right? Oh, you wouldn't be able to guess what the interim command of that would be. I'm going to ask you to sense the body and make it stop, okay? I know this is going to worry somebody for the first few times that he tries it. But it's going to be more worrisome than that to somebody who won't do it. So everybody do this one, huh?
Okay.
All right. Look at the front wall. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. All right. Look at the right-hand wall. Good, make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. All right. Fine. Look at the left-hand wall. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. Good. Look at the back wall. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. Good. Look at the floor. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. All right, that's fine. All right, that's real good. Look at the ceiling. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. All right, how was that, huh? Doing that more easily, huh? All right, now, just for no particular reason that you would have anything to do with, we're going to run once around on confusion and then again on stop. Is that all right? Huh? All right. Now, the auditing demand you're going to get on this is just look at the front wall and then make a confusion. Got that? And then sense the body, make a confusion. Got that? All right, here we go. Look at the front wall, make a confusion. Good. Sense the body. Make a confusion. Okay. Good. Look at the right-hand wall. Good. Make a confusion. Good. Sense the body. Good. Make a confusion. Good. Look at the left-hand wall. Good. Make a confusion. Good. Sense the body. Make a confusion. Good. Look at the back wall. Make a confusion. Good. Sense the body. Make a confusion. Good. Look at the floor. Make a confusion. Good. How's that? Sense the body. Make a confusion. Good. Look at the ceiling. Make a confusion. Good. Sense the body. Make a confusion. Okay. All right. Now, how was that, huh? How's that? All right. Now, we'll go back to the stop one. Okay, right? Huh? All right. Look at the front wall. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. Good. Look at the right-hand wall. Good. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Good. Make it stop. Good. Look at the left-hand wall. Good. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Good. Make it stop. Good. You're getting good. Look at the back wall. It'd make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. Look at the floor. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. Good. Look at the ceiling. Make it stop. Good. Sense the body. Make it stop. My golly, you're real good on that. How you doing now? Huh? Did you notice something happening there a little bit? Some of you, all right? All right. Well, we've had a good run at this. This is the sort of a process that shakes the bank up. You know, it sort of shakes the bank up a little bit. So it might be a very, very wise idea if we spent the last minutes of this session on havingness. How about it?
Huh?
All right. Now we'll just do this one first on make it solid, all right? All right. Look at the front wall. Make it a little more solid. Good. Look at the right-hand wall. Make it a little more solid. Good. Look at the left-hand wall. Make it a little more solid. Good. Look at the back wall. Make it a little more solid. Good. Good. Look at the floor. Make it a little more solid. Good. Look at the ceiling. Make it a little more solid. Hey, you know, you're really getting somewhere with that one. I heard the ceiling go clank. All right, that's getting somewhere. All right. All right. Now we're going to put the interim command in there. Going to make that body a little more solid each time, okay? All right. Look at the front wall. Make it a little more solid. Good. Sense the body. Make it a little more solid. All right. Look at the right-hand wall. Make it a little more solid. Good. Sense the body. Make it a little more solid. Good. Look at the left-hand wall. Make it a little more solid. Good. Sense the body. Make it a little more solid. Good. Look at the back wall. Make it a little more solid. Good. Sense the body. Make it a little more solid. Good. Look at the floor. Make it a little more solid. Good. Sense the body. Make it a little more solid. Good. Look at the ceiling. Make it a little more solid. Good. Sense the body. And make it a little more solid. Now, how is that, huh? Are you doing better than you were doing before this Congress? No kidding. Must be something wrong here. I must be using the wrong techniques. All right, all right. Well, now we will go on to just straight havingness here, okay? First, we look around and a few times, just in general, and find something that you can have, and then some things the body can't have. How about it, huh? All right. Look around and find some things you could have. Good. Look around and find some things you could have. Good. Look around and find some things you could have. Good. Look around and find some things you could have. Good. Look around and find some things you could have. Good. Look around and find some things you could have. Good. Look around and find some things you could have. Good. Look around and find some things you could have. Good. Look around and find some things you could have. Good. Look around and find some things you could have. You did well with that one, huh?
Yeah.
Now we're going to find some things the body can't have, okay?
All right,
here we go. Look around and find some things the body can't have. Good, look around and find some things the body can't have. Good, look around and find some things the body can't have. Good, look around and find some things the body can't have. Good, look around and find some things the body can't have. Good, look around and find some things the body can't have. Good, look around and find some things the body can't have. Good, look around and find some things the body can't have. Good, look around and find some things the body can't have. Good, look around and find some things the body cannot have. Good, look around and find some things the body can't have. All right, that's fine. Now let's switch back to the first one, okay?
Yeah.
All right, look around and find some things you can have. Good, look around and find some things you can have. Good, look around and find some things you could have. Good, look around and find some things you could have. Good, look around and find some things you could have. Good, look around and find some things you could have. Good, look around and find some things you could have. All right, how's that, huh? Well, now we've run some havingness here, and is it all right with you if I run a process just to finish this off that is a little destructive of havingness? It's not all right with you? Well, we'll run it then. Okay. All right. Look around and find someone you could communicate with. Good. Look around and find someone you could communicate with. Good, look around and find someone you could communicate with. Good, look around and find someone you could communicate with. Good, look around and find someone you could communicate with. Good, look around and find someone you could communicate with. Good, look around and find someone you could communicate with. Good, look around and find someone you could communicate with. Good. Look around and find someone you could communicate with.
Okay.
Good. Look around and find someone you could communicate with.
Okay.
Good. Look around and find someone you could communicate with.
Okay.
Good. Look around and find someone you could communicate with.
Okay.
Good. Look around and find someone you could communicate with. Good. Look around and find someone you could communicate with.
Okay.
All right. How you doing there?
Huh?
That wasn't too bad, huh?
No.
All right. Now we're going to restore the solidity. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Now I'm going to ask you to look around and make somebody a little more solid. All right. All right. Look around and make somebody a little more solid. Good. Look around and make somebody a little more solid. Good. Look around and make somebody a little more solid. Good. Look around and make somebody a little more solid. Good. Look around and make somebody a little more solid. Good. Look around and make somebody a little more solid. Good. Look around and make somebody a little more solid. Good. Now, how'd you do that, huh? You doing pretty good now? Not doing too badly?
No.
Nobody feels groggy?
No.
Is anybody twitching? Nobody twitching? All right, now we're going to do a little more positive type of communication here. A little more positive. And the command is touch somebody. Okay, good. Touch somebody. Good, 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 touch somebody. Okay, end of session. Thank you. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow morning.